All right, Tim, how you doing this morning?
JP, happy Monday.
It is a Monday. It's a
Monday.
Living the dream, starting it off the week. We're having a blast, Tim.
Well, the fun part is that we're starting off our Monday with a really fun podcast.
Yeah.
At least I anticipate this to be a fun podcast.
I always say, like, when we promote the podcast or, you know, we talk about it, we always say, like, we're heading to New York City, or we're actually not in those places, but we're heading to the Pacific Northwest, Tim. Pacific Northwest.
Yes, we are.
So what do you think? Should we get after it?
Let's get after it.
All right, so let's bring them in, Doug Vetter and his wife, Liz Vetter, Vetter Plumbing. Where did you say you're at, Doug? Somewhere out of Seattle.
We're in a podunk town called Longview, Washington.
Longview, yeah. Yeah, so thanks for jumping on, man.
Thanks for having us. We really appreciate it, yes.
It's early on the West Coast, and Doug, you've had your caffeine, am I correct?
I am. Yep, I'm raring ready to go. Let's do this.
Yeah. You sent me a text actually last Friday and I got,
it was funny.
You said only 82 hours and 45 minutes and 23 seconds till the best thing that has ever happened to me. Basically since marrying my wife, Liz. So I hope we live up to that expectation.
Yeah. No kidding.
You already have
high praise.
So I got to say, you know, we met you at this Upanor event a few weeks ago.
Yes, sir.
I saw you standing over there and you had shorts on and you had a Navien tattoo on your calf. And I walked over and I said, tell me how much you like Navien. And you kind of looked at me like, who's this weirdo? You know? And so we started talking and just a really, I love your energy. I love, you know, your passion for the trades. And I said, you know, we got to have you on our podcast. And you said, what's that? And I said, oh, it's our Appetite for Construction podcast. We do, you know, we have guests on, we talk about construction, we talk about plumbing. And you're like, no, what's a podcast? And then I'm like, nah, you're just effing with me, right? No. And you're like, no, I don't know what a podcast is. So, but this is it. What do you think?
I love it. So I've been a very sheltered boy my whole life. You know, I'm raised Christian. I still am. And, you know, I'm 51 years old and I don't, all I know how to do is plumb. And go on vacation and walk on the beach and look for shells. That's all I know how to do. So my wife, she brings all of the techie stuff to our business. And I don't even know how to turn the computer on. And I don't want to. You know, I wish I could go back to rotary phones. I want to live in the past. You know, I can plumb a high-rise building, but I don't know how to turn the computer on.
Liz, he just said he wants to go back to rotary phones. No, okay.
Well, see, I should have showed you my Upanor tattoo. But then I had to take my shirt off, and I don't, you know, I got a.
Well, you did ask me, and I'm like, I'm not sure where it's placed, and I, you know, if it's appropriate to look at right now.
I like having everything that nobody else in this world has, and let me tell you, I checked, and they don't.
Yeah. So tell us how you got into the trades initially. How did you get involved with being a plumber?
So in 1990, I graduated from high school. And I didn't want to be in high school anymore. I didn't want to go to college. All I wanted to do is work. My mom and dad instilled that in me from day one. You work, you make money. It's real simple for me. So I graduated in 1990. Like I said, I worked for a little mom and pop show in West Seattle called O'Neill Plumbing. And I worked there for 3 years. I was digging ditches, doing sewer lines, washing vans, gassing vans. The problem is they, after 3 years of making them a lot of money, they never said I could get a credential. They never said I could work towards a plumbing license. I didn't even know what that was. I just thought I'd show up to work every day and it was good. Well, after talking to people after 3 years, like, hey, well, are you a plumber yet? I go, well, I don't even know what that is. Well, you need to go through apprenticeship and then you need to become a journeyman plumber. It's like, well, that sounds kind of cool. And when you get those licenses, you get credentials, the more money you make. Well, I wasn't an apprentice. I wasn't a journeyman plumber. I was making, you know, $10, $15 an hour, which I thought was okay back then. You start talking to people and you find out what plumbers are actually making with license. Like, well, this isn't fair. So I got mad. I left. That's where I went into the wholesale side of it. worked for the Consolidated Supply for 2 years. I did all the shipping and receiving, so I found out what actually material was coming in. And the funny thing is that when I was at Consolidated Supply, that's when I found this big shipment that comes in called Uppener Aquapex pipes. So I had to put it away. It's like, well, what is this? This is kind of cool. So yeah. It's kind of cool in my career. I actually got the very first shipment to put it away at a plumbing wholesale house, and I've been putting it in for my whole entire plumbing career. I've been a plumber for 33 years.
Wow. And
the only pipe I have ever put in. I've had a lot of other people ask me, Joan Stevens, put this in, put Zernpex in, put all this other pipe in. And I have to say, no, no, no. It's only Uppener Aquapex pipe. That is the only pipe I've ever put in my life.
Yeah.
And I will. That's it. It is the best product in the world, in my opinion. And the best part for me is I like explaining this to people. I love teaching people. When you go to a customer's house, they just want you to fix your toilet. They want you to repipe your house. Well, I take it a step further, because when I go repair a toilet or reset a toilet, I actually bring them into the room with me. I said, hey, this is what's wrong. This is how I'm going to fix it. Some people like it. Some people don't. I want to make sure that people, I'm not just going to come in and charge you an obscene amount of money, which we don't, but and fix your stuff without them not knowing exactly what I'm going to fix. And I love teaching people that.
But the joke is, you know, the homeowner standing over kind of saying, well, I would have done it this way, or if I had more time, I would have done it myself. But you encourage the homeowner to come in and talk about the project.
Absolutely. 100%. You know, when I get a lot of people, because I talk to other plumbers in town and other, construction trades, they don't like the homeowner watching them. I absolutely love it. Because I want them to know what exactly. Obviously, I wish I could take them into crawl spaces with me and show them when I repipe them, but yeah. That doesn't work very well. Yeah. But I want to see, and I want them to have an idea of what we're actually doing, what we're fixing, and why we're fixing it. And here's your end product,
Doug. Before we jumped on, you were talking to John and I about working in that first job at the wholesaler level and what kind of benefits that you've brought to your everyday job now.
Going into a plumbing wholesale house, let's be honest, if you compare a Ferguson, a Consolidated Supply, a Keller to a Home Depot and a Lowe's, it's not even close to the product and the material that you have at a plumbing wholesale house. It's they have so much more options. They have better options. The product's better. It's supposed to be a little bit cheaper too. When you go to Home Depot, they only give you the very minimum of what a homeowner can try fixing it. So when you go to a wholesale house, that tells me and shows me that, oh my God, there's this. Well, I didn't know this. There's ABS fittings that, Home Depot and those guys don't have. So to find out what all of that is and all those fittings, now when you go out in the field and you start looking, it's like, well, God, I wish I had this, double sand tee. I wish I had this certain fitting that I needed to do the drain and vent system when you have construction in the way. Well, they don't have it at the retail stores, but being in a wholesale, hey, I remember this one. So you go to wholesale house, say, hey, I need this specific fitting. And then you start learning the fittings. Yes, the plumbing code going through the actual apprenticeship program kind of teaches you how, in the code book, on how to put them in. But you got to know what fittings are out there to best serve you. Yes, you got practical world and you got code book world. You kind of got to, coincide both of them, at the same time. So I think absolutely you should go to a plumbing wholesale house. Is it realistic? Probably not. Everybody wants to just, be an apprentice, be it a plumber, be a residential plumber, and then journeyman plumber. That's all fine and dandy. In my application, I think it completely better served me being in a plumbing wholesale house, because I did the order desk and I did shipping and receiving. So now I know where to order the parts and what parts are out there. I love it. I think it's absolutely great.
So let's talk about your van. You mentioned before we jump down, the cool van that you have set up, it's got radiant heating in it.
I love that. Something that nobody else has in this world.
Yeah. But you mentioned before you had a truck previously caught on fire and it burnt down. So, that's kind of how you said you led into how you met your wife, Liz, right?
Yes, absolutely. Yep. Yeah. So we had electrical fire, and what's funny, not funny, you ever see or hear a can of foam fill explode? Well, I had a whole bin full of them, and I had to tell the fire department when they're putting the fire truck out, hey, I got foam in there. I got propane for soldering. I got all this stuff in there. And it was cool because it, you know, caught on fire and obviously expanded and exploded everywhere. So I had a big, huge shelf of foam. Yeah. It was funny and not funny.
But anyway, you helped him rewire the van, or you know, did the new right. van.
Yeah. Yep. Yes, for something. So I made it happen. Low voltage wise, at least.
But he also, Doug also mentioned that you're getting into the plumbing trade as well, right?
I am. Yeah, I actually find it pretty interesting. I think it's, I just like working with him all the time. He's a kick in the pants, and I was telling guys what to do and before that graveyard. So it was crappy, and he's just a wonderful person to be around with a positive attitude, and it runs off.
That's very cool.
Well, as you're going through your apprenticeship now.
Yes.
And hopes to become a journeyman plumber and eventually up the world, maybe a master plumber. Now, I'm curious, when Doug was telling us before we jumped on a little bit about your wiring the van and stuff, I hear he's even got a Keurig in there. Wow. it's really a little house on wheels. What do you bring to the relationship and the plumbing relationship as well? That really helps Doug and Vetter Plumbing become a better company. Are you the creative asset behind it?
I think I'm more the technical asset. He's really not into the computer or Google reviews or nothing like that. So I taught him all that stuff. But besides that.
So I can tell you this. So when I first met her, she goes, when we first started, you know, doing plumbing and everything, she goes, what about your Google reviews? Just like a podcast. I go, what is that? I have no idea.
Yeah.
So I just, you know, I am sheltered. I, you know, I'm not that it's any excuse. It's just when, you know, she asked me all this stuff, she has completely done our website. She has done the Google reviews. We have a lot of, I wouldn't say followers yet. We're working on that part. But yeah, she has completely brought in the social aspect of it, the Google reviews, the, you know, doing all the invoice and do all the computer stuff, which is huge in a business. You need that. You need two people. I can get jobs all day long. We can do the jobs all day long. But if you don't know how to do the social media and how to, you know, do the computer stuff, you know, I'm dead in the water. Yeah, you can hire a CPA, but, you know, when we can do it in-house and save money, that's huge.
This Appetite for Construction podcast is brought to you in part by PERC, the Propane Education and Research Council. Propane is the energy for everyone, especially construction pros. It's a single clean energy source that can meet your project's performance, safety, and resilience goals while maintaining efficiency and lowering costs. See how propane can help meet your project's needs by visiting propane.com now. Propane, it's the energy for everyone. Tim and I both, you know, you're sitting next to each other. We can see you on camera here. And I'm just dugout. Admiring.
By the way, I was going to say Dugout kicked his coverage on this one, too.
But I noticed your tattoos. I'm just admiring Liz's. You have a sleeve, right?
Yeah, it looks like it.
Yeah, well, I mean, it looks. Of course.
Is it really? Okay.
Is it? Yeah. That's cool.
Yeah.
There's a gauge. Yeah. And there's opener on the gauge.
Too. Oh yeah, I was gonna ask. Do you have an opener on you? Okay, so that's cool. And then when we met you out in Minnesota, Doug has a mohawk, and he said he had changed his look before.
Yes,
I don't know. It was right before coming out to Upanor, but you had a different haircut.
Yes,
and we talk about this in the industry. Tim and I have talked about this off air, but you know. The appearance of somebody, and I've said this, like, listen, I don't care if people come into my house and do the work. If they know how to do the work, I don't care what they look like. Just do the work, get it done, make sure it's right, you know. And when we were talking with you before we jumped on, Doug, you said that for the most part, people are pretty positive in reacting to your look, right? And you said there was one woman. Tell us about that.
So when I did get the mohawk, and I got a lot of tattoos, I got gauges, I'm working on my handlebar for my mustache. So I just like to be different, you know, I want to be different. different. But like I said, you never judge a book by its cover. So I had a customer walked in into the, or knocked on the door, said, "Hey, I'm this Doug Vedder. I'm here to plumb for you." Very, very first words out of her mouth was, "I don't like your gauges and I don't like your tattoos." How do you respond to that? It's like, yeah. Okay, so do you want me to leave now? Or do you want to hire someone else? She goes, "Well, no, you're here. I'll go ahead and I'll want to hire you to do my plumbing." Perfect.
Yeah.
After that, 10 years later, we are become best friends. She bakes me cookies. I get hugs from her. I've done her house at Lake Mayfield. I've done her houses here in Longview. It is, I mean, once you get to know me, once you look past my appearance and know my, you know, my knowledge about plumbing and just being friendly and kind and courteous to people, that, you know, nobody does that anymore.
How old is this woman?
She's probably 75, 80.
Okay. So there's nothing to worry about, Liz. Like he's. No.
I get hugs from little sweet old ladies all the time. If I can sit within 15 minutes, I don't charge them for it. All I want is cookies and a hug, and it works really well.
Well, there's no doubt you've got a very infectious personality. There's no doubt about that.
What were you saying, Liz?
Sorry, honey. Oh, I was just saying that he literally gets more compliments than any hot chick I've ever met. It's crazy. Can I feel your hair? Do you mind if I feel his hair? No, go ahead.
I'm bringing it back, baby. I'm bringing it back.
No, you're not.
Mohawk, that is. The mohawk.
Yeah.
No, I love it.
One thing I'm always interested in is, you know, we talk to people in different parts of the country, some in the Southwest, some in Canada, and I lived in Portland, Oregon for a couple of years, and it rains a lot in the late fall and through the winter. And I'm just wondering, like, what is your biggest service call? You know, is it, I don't know, is the demographics of Seattle more apt for certain calls?
Well, down here, it's not. I'm busy all year long. We have been very, very blessed with work all the time. During the pandemic, I've never been busier. I had the best year that I've had in 7 years during the pandemic. I attribute that to Liz and I, the way we do our work, the way we do our quality of our work, and the way we treat people. So new construction is kind of, at least in this area, is kind of going down a little bit, I've noticed. Okay. It's more repipes. People are not spending money to build houses, but they're remodeling. They're repiping their houses. The service work. You know, I've always said a computer will be able to make a toilet. It'll never be able to put one in. I'll have a job. We'll have a job the rest of our life, no matter what. Yeah. And, you know, when, like I said, when you treat people with respect and you, the biggest thing on here, I hear it all the time. Nobody calls customers back when they call. And I feel bad not calling someone back, you know, in a day. So, yeah. When we're working on a job site, I do not carry my phone with me. It stays in the truck. So I'm not going to have a customer pay our wage where I can talk to another customer. I will never do that. Yeah. Absolutely. Consequently, so you get the jobs done, then you get your 10, 15 voicemails, your 5, 10 text messages. Then you got to try getting those through to the next service call, which you can't get to all of them. And then you do the next service call. So for me, it's, you know, unfortunately, it's a snowball effect. I'm not saying it's excuse. I'm just saying it's just, we don't have a reception. I answer the call. We do the estimates. We do everything. So
as a one person shop, then are you at the point where you're turning down business or referring it to somebody else?
Yes. That I'm glad you asked that because people ask me all the time, who do you refer in this town? If I can't get there, who do you refer? My ultimate response is please Google plumbers in this town and look at their reviews. I can't refer somebody in this town because when you refer somebody, as you guys probably know, you're putting your own reputation on the line.
That's right.
And I'm not going to do that because I've had to go back after every plumber in this town. I'm not saying they're bad. I'm just saying when you charge someone an obscene amount of money and you got leaks and you don't get permits and you don't do things right, you know, that looks bad on them. They call me to come fix it. And I wish I was a millionaire. I wish I could go fix all the plumbing for free. You know, so you should not have to pay for something twice. We just did this, a repipe just this last weekend, and they had another plumber come out in a mobile home, which, let's be honest, mobile homes are not fun to work on. A lot of people don't work on them. I love working on them. It's a challenge for me. But they repiped the house. They used an inferior product. I'm not going to say the name. And they didn't support the pipe. They didn't insulate the pipe. And they didn't get, the most important, a permit. So I get in there, they call me. So I tell them everything that was wrong, unfortunately. And, the lady started crying. I feel bad for her. I wish, I could have done it for free. I go, well, this needs to happen. I need a permit. I need to do the insulation. I need to do this and this and this. They go, we'll get back to you. A week later, prior to us doing it, they said, okay, we want you to do the job. So it's just tough for me because I wish we could fix more people's stuff for free. And then people just aren't calling customers back, and it's not fair to customers. So
that repipe you did, you knew who the previous plumber was?
Yes.
I'm not asking you to call them out. I'm just asking, like, sometimes you go, like, people stick stickers on the water heater, and then you go in and you're like, oh, that guy. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, there's a few certain plumbers in this town that have a reputation. And that's all. I try waving to everybody. There's one company in town that won't even wave to me. I'm a happy guy. We're happy people. We're on the same team. You get up in the morning, you try to go to work. Let's be honest. Being a plumber is not either. There's no sitting on the fence. Either you could do it, you could stomach it, or you can't. I'm not going to get up and have an attitude when customers call. Because it's not a social call when customers call me. My toilet's leaking. My house is flooding out. I got a leak. I want you to do this. So I'm not making light of the situation, but I don't want them to have it where, oh my God, have a plumber come with an attitude at their house.
Yeah.
No, and I'll never do that. And I get that all the time. Well, you're so happy. It's like, well, how else can you be? I got a beautiful wife. I got a great company. Life is good.
Doug, you mentioned that pandemic was record year for you. We're now a couple of years past that. Do you see things still on that level, or how do you see the next 6 months in your business?
So I have been, and I attribute to once again to Liz and we have always been busy. I've never had a slow time. If people goes, well, winter comes around. Okay. You get frozen pipes. Summer comes around. You build houses. We are busy 365 days out of the year all the time. And I attribute that to us. I don't see us get, I'm right now, I'm 2 months booked out.
Wow.
People are waiting for us to fix a faucet to, put a hose bib in a month and a half. They're willing to wait for us. So, we have one in this town. So it's the Daily News. It's a newspaper down here. And they have a thing. It's the best of Southwest Washington. Well, the last 3 years, we got it. Every single year, we've gotten it for the last 3 years. So, I'm very humbled by it. I'm very, very grateful that this town has, recognized our hard work. We've been very, very grateful. I'm very, very blessed. The biggest thing for me, I feel so bad when people call. Because I get calls all day long. I need you here today or this. And having to say no to customers, that is the, I don't have a choice. There's so many hours in a day. I'm already working 10, 12-hour days. We are. 7 days a week. I've been working 7 days a week for the last 2 months. Well, since I ever went to Oopener and came back.
Yeah.
So, the work's there. It's just I need more time in the day.
So you traveled out to Oopener a couple of weeks ago. Do you travel much for different trade shows or different events or
no? Not so much? I went to the one in Vegas, the trade show that Oopener put on in Vegas. And that was incredible. I love that one. I love learning new things like the Milwaukee had all the new tools that came out.
Yeah.
The better tools you have, the cooler tools you have, that makes your job easier. And people like them. I like them. I think it's cool.
Yeah, they used to do those every other year, the Oopener events, and those were really well done and pretty cool. Pretty cool. Yeah,
I love it. Absolutely loving learning new things, new tools that are out there.
As a plumbing contractor, what did you think of the Oopener experience, the actual space that they built?
I think it's great. I love learning things. That's why, if someone says, I've been a plumber for 33 years, and if someone tells you they know everything about everything, they're a liar. I learn something new every single day about plumbing. Oh, well, this doesn't work. I've seen some crazy, I wish I could write a book and take pictures of what homeowners try to fix themselves. And we come in and we see it. I've seen an ABS pipe that's, specifically says it's not rated for pressure pipe in a well system underneath a pressure tank holding at 60, 80 pounds. Yeah. How did that even happen? So what I do is when I find all these really cool things, I put them on my board in my truck. so I look at them. So I can it's like, well, this, I can tell you exactly where that happened, the job that it was at, and the one I took it out. So it's cool. I like teaching people things. It's just, I've seen in one application where they used Chrissy's Red Hot Glue for CPVC. That yellow flow guard gold glue is there for a reason. It's just, homeowners, God bless their heart. I love them to death. But, if you don't know something about plumbing, holy moly. I've seen them one where they take that GreatQuest polybutylene and they glue that to CPVC. I didn't even know how it held. And it did. Yeah. They put it inside the hub.
Now, you said you're doing more with, maybe taking pictures and shooting videos and stuff. Are you going to, amp up a social media page or things like that?
Yep. My wife even got an iPhone so she can actually start taking pictures and taking video. You got this little lighting thing that we're seeing now that get the lighting just right. So she's researching it.
So when you say you just got an iPhone, what were you using? Like one of those flip phones, Doug?
No, a fold Z, whatever the new ones, but they kept breaking. So it was not possible.
It carries around a rotary dial.
Yeah, it's in his truck.
I'm a creature of habit. I had my last one was a Note 8 Samson. I don't know if to tell you that's how old it is. And we were going tanning and I accidentally dropped on the floor and it shattered the screen. I started crying because I, once again, I'm not a techie guy. I don't want to have to change everything over. You got to change your passwords. I don't want to do that. I don't know how to do that. So that's what I have this for. And she did a great job of it.
So you guys, 7 days a week, you said you're working. How do you find time to do fun things? What do you do for fun up in the Pacific Northwest? Well,
so Liz has more fun things than I do. She belongs to a rock club. Ultimately, if I had a choice, we're going to eventually retire in Fort Myers Beach, Florida, and we're going to walk on the beach and look for shells.
Yeah.
That's on vacation. That's where we go. And that's what we do. So
that's cool.
Yeah. I'm excited. So I'm 51 now. They got a 55 and older park. We already checked down there and we're going to go live there and go hobnob with the older people. I love the older generation. Love them.
Yeah.
John, I think he's referring to us.
Yeah.
The rock club, like
minerals and gems.
Okay. I thought you meant like a rock and roll club, like going into concerts and things like that.
No.
That's funny you should say that because I've been asked that too. So what band do you play in? I go, what are you talking about? Well, you got a rock. What band do you play? It's like, I don't.
Yeah.
I listen funny. To music, but no, I don't.
It's funny because when I go on our spring breaks to South Carolina, I have teenage kids and I tell them you got to get up early. That's when you can walk the beach and find all the treasures, right? Everything that washes up on shore. And they're just like... They don't roll out of bed real quickly anymore. And so if they do, they come out and they're walking the beach and they're like, I'm not seeing much except, well, there's shells. Yeah. So you look for shells, but there's not really much going on there. So anyway,
there's nothing like getting up at 8 o'clock in the morning, having 85 degree sun hit you in your face, about 82, 84 degree of humidity. It is the best feeling in the world. Then you go walk on the water or in the beach and that, 82 degree water is tickling your toes. It is nothing like it in the world. And no wonder they're so happy down there.
Yeah.
Yep.
I would be too if I had a beach. Now you go to, Ocean Shores or where we're at here in Washington and you go step in the water at 51, 49 degrees.
Yeah, that's right. So,
nope, not at all. So,
well, very cool. Well, thanks for taking the time to jump on, man. It's been fun to get to know you a little bit better and
absolutely.
Looking forward to all the new content across the social media platforms. The Mohawk Plumber.
Yeah. We've already thought about that, buddy. Absolutely. Yeah, we're going to start putting pictures on, with the truck and do videos and everything. So, I attribute all this to Liz. I think it's really cool. Like I said, I've always had work. I can always, do the plumbing. But when it's more than just plumbing. You got now, being 2024, you got social media. You got Google reviews. There's a lot of stuff that's going to make your company better.
How long have you guys been married?
5 years.
5 years.
Okay, yep. So whenever you give a compliment to Liz, she kind of shakes her head and it seems like a humble gesture. But no, I mean, it's like she's very humble, but I mean, you're telling me that she's helped, you know, build the business and help you alleviate some of the stuff that you really, you know, let's be honest, you're not like the expert at, right? So it's a good,
Aww.
Yeah. She doesn't take a compliment very well. She really doesn't.
Yeah.
I've tried. She doesn't. Wow.
You guys are a good team. You know,
we are. Yep. Yeah. Absolutely. I completely agree. Yep. I've never been happier in my life. Everybody goes through stuff in their life. And you know what? I'd rather go through hell to get to heaven. Absolutely. And I'll do it again. So I got
heaven. That's a great way to look at it.
that's a lyric from a song, Tim, isn't it?
Is it really?
I think it's rather go to hell than to get to heaven. Is it?
To go through hell to get to heaven.
Yeah.
Yes. No? Whatever.
I'd have to look that up, but I swear that's a...
That's sweet, though.
It is.
Maybe you should start a rock band.
I'm actually into old school rap.
Really?
Listen to it entire life. I love it. I love the Sir Mix-a-Lot, the Too Short, my Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg. I love all of those.
So we have a buddy, a mutual friend. His name is Danny Gronendike. He's a 55-year-old plumber, and he raps. I don't know if you've ever seen this guy. The rapping plumber. His name is the Rapping Plumber. He does he'll do some rap commercials for plumbing companies.
Really?
He works with Nibco, where he raps about their products and stuff. And it's pretty cool. I mean,
he's pretty good.
I've asked him, I'm like, listen, you're a mid-50s white guy. What's with the rap? And he explained it. It's just the love of that genre of music, you know?
Yeah. So let's just say in my box fan, I have 2 15s, 4 6x9s and 1,000-watt amp. I just got to be very, very careful when I come into the customer's house and job site. I can't play it too loud. Let's just say that.
I was going to say, you don't want to come in too loud with that.
No. So here's an invitation. Come out to AHR. It's the one of the biggest air conditioning and plumbing heating show in the US, and it's in Chicago.
Okay.
In January.
Late January. Sure. And come out and we'll hook you up with Danny G and you can do some raps together.
Oh, that'd be great.
I would love to. That'd be fun. That'd be really cool.
Yeah. Or get in some Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five or something like that.
I mean, you know the words to all these songs? I obviously do, right?
Ask my wife. There's one certain song that she won't let me play anymore because I play it so much. I don't know if I could say on the radio or not.
I shouldn't,
but yeah, it's, yeah. NWA is a great one up there too.
Okay.
So I love it. I listen to everything though. I do. But if my choice, yes, my playlist is very unique. New Kids on the Block. I got Milli Vanilli.
New Kids on the Block.
Yeah.
I was supposed to go to their concert. I shouldn't be saying this too much. I was supposed to go to their concert and something came up, work or something, so we weren't able to go.
Yeah.
I'm converting to two.
Come on. New Kids on the Block. Everyone loves them, right?
I love them. It's great.
When I was 13, I think, maybe.
Yeah, that's what I mean, right? Tim, isn't NSYNC coming back, I thought?
Backstreet Boys, absolutely.
Yeah,
I got my love songs.
Motown, you name it.
Right on. Well, thanks again, both for jumping on.
This has been fun. Hope we can do it again.
Yeah, we'll definitely we'll do it again. And man, you're just killing it out there. So keep up the good work. And it was great to meet you in person.
Thank you very much, you guys. I appreciate it. Yes, this has been an absolute blast. I love this.